Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
You're listening to the Burning Blessing Podcast. Joining you today is Pastor Mark Tiefel. With me is Pastor Neil Radical. We're continuing today our series of 40 Days of Hope on the Word of God, looking at different passages and trying to bring out some thoughts that bring us hope in our faith. Today is day 28, and Neil is going to get us started with our passage for today.
Thanks, Mark. I always look forward to doing these short devotions with you. As we look at Psalm 9:9, I'm reading from the ESV version, and before I start reading this, Psalm 8 is more of a psalm of lament, whereas Psalm 9, you see David here really recounting all of God's blessings, and it's pretty amazing to see how much he trusted in the Lord in view of his enemies, and how much he continued to rejoice in what God would do for him. But there's some other details here in verse 9 that I think are really relatable to what we go through today. Verse 9 of Psalm 9. I'm reading out the ESV. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. What I really think is interesting in the ESV here, I'm used to the New King James, Mark, and I like that word refuge, but the ESV uses that word stronghold, which I think is also a good translation too. So when we look at this idea in this context of a stronghold, I like to put my mind back into those biblical times of David. You think of not long after David, you had his grandson, Hezekiah, who in 2 Kings 18 had been besieged by the Assyrians. Now, that besiegement, you might say, well, we have this stronghold, we have this refuge, like Psalm 46 tells us, we have this refuge and strength, and this idea of having this walled kingdom of protection. If you're being besieged for months and months on end, then the idea there is that you're basically being starved to death. That's the whole point of a besiegement, is to not allow anything to come in and out of that city. And so if you put yourself in picture of Hezekiah, you might think, well, how could we relate to that? Well, it's not hard to relate to that in America right now, is it? Because we're kind of besieged and not really able to go a whole lot of places and kind of having to stay in our home area. And I believe, Mark, we're being besieged by Satan right now, by him trying to limit our interaction with other Christians and with the Word of God. And so ultimately, we could totally misunderstand this verse if we didn't focus on that first word. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. Now, that certainly applies to us today who are distressed, who are troubled, but it's the Lord who is our stronghold. It's the Lord, as Psalm 46 says, is our refuge and strength. It is the Lord, as we look back to 2 Kings 18, who wiped out 185,000 Assyrians in one night and gave the Israelites the victory from that besiegement. As I'm confident he will do for us in this COVID pandemic, any other trouble that we face. So I really like this very short, powerful verse, but it's all, again, in the context of praising the Lord like David was doing, recounting all of his wonderful deeds. Please share me your thoughts, Mark.
Yeah, I like that. I like your thoughts there, Neil. What we have here, too, in Psalm 9 is a bit of Hebrew parallelism. In Hebrew parallelism, you can work a couple different ways, but very often what happens is one phrase is stated a certain way, and then the second phrase right after it is kind of put in different words, but it means the same thing. And it kind of brings out this beautiful meaning as an aspect of Hebrew poetry. And so you have that here. And what's interesting is that the word that you were focusing on, stronghold, oftentimes in Hebrew poetry, as it parallels the first thought, it uses a different word to say the same thing. But here you got the same word used. And that's why I appreciate the ESV translation too, because it keeps that word stronghold. It's the same word in Hebrew. And what's neat about that word too is that in the Hebrew mind at that time, protection also meant a secure spot in terms of geographic position. And that word itself also just can also mean a high place, a place that is above somewhere else. You know, back in those times, if you were fighting a battle, having the high ground was very, very important. Probably not so necessary today with aircraft and that type of thing. But to have the high ground is kind of a neat thought there, that the Lord is the high ground for the oppressed. He is the one that we can go to, the refuge that is kind of above everything else. And I like how that thought comes out as well. And when we think about this in spiritual terms, the Lord in his righteousness is really the highest point for us as far as protection goes. We can't get to his realm of righteousness on our own. We're stuck here in the mud and muck of the world. The Lord is above all that. And what's neat, I think, about this psalm is that the very next verse, verse 10, says, "The Lord also will be a refuge," or that those who know your name will put their trust in you, talking about the Lord. And so verse 10 tells us, how do we reach that high place? How does that stronghold become our own? It's by trusting the Lord by faith. And what a beautiful thought to give us hope, and certainly applying it to our lives today and the situations we're facing, as you mentioned. Why don't you close our devotion this morning with prayer?
Sure thing. Dear Lord God, you are amazing and powerful in all that you do and say for us every day. You are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Help us to be still. Help us to be at peace and know that you are God, that you are our stronghold, refuge, deliverer, comforter, and the one who fights our battles for us. Help us to trust in you above all things and know, thankfully, that you will defend us, that you will protect us, and that you will lead us from this valley of shadow of death to your ultimate kingdom forever with you, forever in heaven. Until that day, Lord Jesus, give us that hope and confidence. In your name we pray. Amen. We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.